Your names?
Tony Hawkins.
Harold Burris.
Ulysses Wanchuku.
Tony, let's begin with you.
And let me say, Sterling Hawkins is my official name, Sterling, but Tony's my nickname, so I just thought I'd clear that up.
And Tony, let's begin with you, since you were outside of Howard University Television, where all three of you, three out of the four who were fired recently after casting a vote to allow for a strike, and you've been here 30 years, you're a graduate of Howard.
I graduated from Howard. My wife graduated from Howard. You know, we got married at Howard. It was a lot of activity. We kind of love Howard, but unfortunately, that's why it hurt so hard. It's so painful, let me say, because of the way this all took place, because I'm a pretty loyal alumni.
Harold Burris, you cast a vote, all of you cast a vote to allow for the union to possibly go on strike.
Right.
And then these firings come in the wake of that.
Yes.
Talk about that vote. Why did you cast that vote?
Well, because, number one, the proposal in itself would destroy the union, basically. It would cause for volunteers, and we would be training non-technical staff to take over our job. That's what the proposal was about. That was the proposal that we voted against. So that wouldn't happen.
And your shop consists of six technicians?
Well, it consists of five broadcast technician and one broadcast engineer. Makes it a total of six union employees working at Howard University Television, which is WHUT TV.
And then what happened?
And out of the six, four were fired for voting against the contract and voting to strike. Four of the six NABIT personnel were fired from the TV station.
Now, that wasn't the justification that management gave. What did management say to you when they call you in on July 3rd?
Management had said various things from each technician that was fired. For example, they said that I had falsified some type of record or document. And I think they also had mentioned that to the other two employees. The third, I think it was something different, but they accused us of falsifying some type of document or records, in which we didn't, right, we didn't even see. One was written up. The two people who still work there, one was written up, the technician. But that's what they accused me of, and they've never displayed or showed me the documents that I supposedly they accused me of falsifying. They just fired me.
Now, you've been there 14 years.
14 years, yes.
And are you surprised at this action? There has to be, over the 14 years, there had to be some struggles regarding what the next contract would be like. So
right.
Are you surprised that, did you have any expectation that if you voted to allow for the potential strike that you would then be terminated? And I guess they're saying that's not the reason.
No, I've never thought that I would be terminated for voting against the contract. No. But knowing now that for standing up for something I believe, if I was given a chance to do it over again, I would vote against the contract. Because I believe that contract would have destroyed the union. And I believe that you need to stand for something. You know, that's what it's all about in life. If you stand for nothing, why keep on going? I mean, you got to stand for your rights.
You've had labor struggles before here.
Yes,
we have. They didn't end with firings.
No one was fired due to labor issues. No one. From my knowledge, for the 14 years I've worked here, no one was fired because of that.
What's different today?
I would say the general manager, Jeffrey Lee. He is the sixth general manager in 14 years. He's originally from BET. He's an executive from BET. I feel that that mentality over there, they fire people for parking in the president's parking spot over there. They fire people and they don't take any prisoners. So I think he brings that type of mentality to Howard University. It's all about do as I say. And if you don't do it, hit the door or you're fired.
What was the quality of your work? Tony, you've been 30 years, 14 years. What was the quality of your work like over the years?
I thought my quality of work was excellent.
In fact, I think everyone here probably got a pretty good evaluation recently. We had recent evaluations. And I know my particular evaluation was pretty good, was quite good. And so that was the other reason why it was so surprising. And I do know that there was some activity that took place, and I was a part of it, in regards to appending a playlist that got him upset. I believe that had a lot to do with it. But I was reprimanded. I was given a reprimand for that. And right after the reprimand, I was fired. So I was almost charged twice for the same activity. But even that purging the wrong playlist was unfortunate because there was no checks and balances. And we have a system that's supposed to be set up for checks and balances that we append 5 days out in advance so we can see what's coming. But here, we because of the lack of manpower, we were appending the next days. And then there's no people working at night, which we had also protested previously, that someone should always be, whenever the station's on air, we should always have someone, someone should be manning the station. But then, a sequence of events took place, no checks and balances, and there was error on the air. And that's one of the things that I believe really got him a little upset. But instead of dealing with it, following the protocol of the contract and following the protocol generally of the university protocol, he decided to just, I think he likes immediate action. And a lot of it's, it's no foundation, it's no grounds for it from our perspective. In fact, I would say, with the behavior of the television station and, under this administration, this is the reason that people would want to start a union. Because people don't have any rights, aren't expected to speak back to the things that are being said, and we're supposed to accept any responsibility that's given us. There's been a blur, the line has been blurred in regards to our responsibility, and we've been going along with it, trying to be team players, so that we could get through a certain period of time to show good faith. But even in all that, we come to realize that there's no intent of good faith by the administration.
Elise, you're a graduate of Howard in 7 years at the television station, which we're standing outside.
Yeah.
You surprised at the television station at Howard University TV's actions?
I am very surprised. Like I said, I heard you ask them earlier, what's the quality of your work? When I started here, these are the guys who trained me, and off of what I learned from them, they offered me a job here. So, it's always been like a family all that time, In recent years, not as much. There's been like a sense of disconnect between management and, workers. So I am surprised, but, I've just seen the changes over the years, so... It almost didn't surprise me, I saw it coming, but I was really like shocked that they would actually do it. It was a shock that they would actually take that move.
Like with Tony, this is your alma mater.
This is my alma mater, yes. I am an alumni, Howard 2005. So, I've been part of this community since the year I came in. I came into the School of Communications. And so within my first year, I was already interning at the television station. So I've worked with a lot of these guys since my freshman year.
And now you're outside protesting. There's Howard University police outside.
Yeah, I know. It's I don't know. It's wild, Like, I wouldn't have seen it come to this, Like, we had the union for a purpose, but I would never have seen it come to this. I just thought it was like, it was in place. The union has come to our aid a bunch of times over certain issues at work, but I would never have imagined that we'd go all the way. They would just go against the union like that. Because you've seen it. You've seen management try to wiggle through things, get people to work on fair labor practice, things like that, and we'd have to fight them. But it was just very small issues. So, only God knows what's going on in there right now. Like, they fired four of us. They wrote up the last person. Obviously, you know, their plan is to obviously build a case against the other people and get rid of them. I mean, it's so obvious. It's ridiculous.
Do you know if they've hired replacements?
I believe so. They hired, I think, several freelance workers that I know of. I think three. And they had the one worker who's still working. The other technician, she's training the three that they hire. They have hired, I think, on a temporary basis.
What do you hope comes out of this? What do you hope happens going forward?
I hope that they, number one, that we can get our jobs back. To negotiate the contract in good faith. I think that's what the university, when they decided to agree to collective bargaining, to negotiate the contract in good faith. And that's not what they're doing right now. They believe that one way to solve the problem with voting against the contract is getting rid of most of the employees so that you wouldn't have that situation, that they'll be able to get what they want out of the contract by firing most of the employees. So,
what's the relationship between the television station and the university?
They're one and the same. TV station, university, they're one and the same, basically.
Any final thoughts you care to share?
Well, you know, they've played their hand. You know, like Harold said, you know, hoping to get your jobs back, but I'd be going into an environment where I know how they think, how they operate now. So, you know, there's not going to be that kind. We can't go back in with that kind of relationship and solidarity. So, you know, if there's going to be an outcome, I hope it'll be maybe a change of heart or something, because now we know where they stand on this issue. Even if, you know, the pressure forced them to bring us back in, they'd still harbor such behavior at the back of their head. They try to set us up for anything. So maybe I'd love to see a change, an overhaul, you know, in all respects. Just respect for union and people in general, you know.
Thanks, Elise. Any final thoughts you care to share, Harold?
Yes.
Burris?
You know, when you asked me the relationship between the TV station and the university, I think it boils down to leadership. It's about integrity. It's about being fair. And this is an example of how the university is showing its students how to lead. This is a perfect example. You know, one of the missions of the university is to build leaders. And on the other hand, the university is showing the students, this is how you treat your employees. Not having integrity, lying, not being fair. And this is an example. This is an example in which this is what you want to show your future leaders here at Howard University. You know, you need to walk the walk and talk the talk.
Tony Hawkins, any final thoughts you care to share as you hold a sign that says WHUT TV, we expect better?
Yes, how about that? Yeah, and I think that's just where my thoughts lead, that I have a lot of appreciation for Howard, for what it represents, particularly in the black community throughout the years, throughout history, in fact. And it's just unfortunate to realize that that the university is taking this kind of action is actually starting to look more like corporate America and not the university that's supposed to be to have some compassion for the struggles and the least among us, to help build families, to nurture and cultivate, you know, good, strong activity of, you know, spirits and hearts in our community. This is surely a destructive sign to me, and more in alignment with the same kind of era that we've been fighting against throughout the years. That's what it seems that it's come to now, that the administration, particularly of the television station, has aligned itself with the same consciousness as corporate America, where it's not really interested in the person or the people. It's more interested in the bottom line, but ultimately it negates its own purpose, you know, which is actually destructive to the whole university. So I just hope that they can, you know, just, you know, consider being more conscious-minded of having, you know, compassion for the individual, for families, and for people, you know, and because that's ultimately where the strength is in our whole relationship with life, is in people, our relationships with people, and developing good spirits and good attitudes for people at work, so we can be more productive. This seems to work against the productivity, because now this universe or this television station and the administration plays more of a game of blame than it does of building a good, productive environment.
Thank you so much.